Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss John Crow Ransom. Now the dates of John Crow Ransom are from 1888 to 1974. He was an American poet and critic, and he is famous for his work The New Criticism. And it was only after the publication of this work, The New Criticism, which came out in 1941, that the critical approach of New Criticism developed. And it is from this work that the name itself derives, New Criticism. And along with being a poet and a critic, he was also an academic. He taught at university. And at university, he was also the leader of the Fugitives. And Fugitives basically refers to a group of poets that published their views in the literary magazine called The Fugitive. Okay, The Fugitive. And John Crow Ransom was also among those fugitives who became known as the agrarians later on. Okay, so two things you should keep in mind. Which writers are classified as the fugitives and which writers are classified as the agrarians. And John Crow Ransom was a member of both. And just as the fugitive group of poets had their magazine, literary magazine, similarly the agrarian group of poets, or let's say literary writers, had their literary magazine called I Will Take My Stand. Okay, I Will Take My Stand. This is the title of the magazine. And in this magazine, what they did was, they criticized the idea that industrialization was the answer to the needs of the South, or the South of United States. Because if you recall, United States earlier was more industrialized in the northern area and agrarian in the southern area. Because in the South, they depended on plantations and slave labor. That is why they didn't need industrialization at that time. So in this magazine, I Will Take My Stand, they criticized the idea that industrialization was the answer to the needs of the South. And insofar as John Crow Ransom's literary studies are concerned, you know, some of his works called God Without Thunder, okay, God Without Thunder, which came out in 1930, then The World's Body, okay, The World's Body, which came out in 1938. These works basically take the position that poetry and science furnish different but equally valid knowledge about the world. So John Crow Ransom was a poet, but he doesn't say that science is bad or poetry is the best. He says that both poetry and science give us ideas, of course different kind of ideas, but both of these ideas are valid about the world. But yes, from an exam point of view, you should remember that John Crow Ransom is considered the father of New Criticism movement, because it was only after the publication of his work called The New Criticism, which came out in 1941, the name of New Criticism came into being. Earlier, it was just a set of standards, but the proper name was borrowed from his work. After that, remember also that he was the leader of the Fugitives, and later on, he along with other fugitives also became known as the agrarians.